The war in Sudan risks creating the world's largest hunger crisis, affecting Sudan, but also South Sudan and Chad, where a lot of Sudanese refugees and also other refugee returnees are going back to, unless the fighting stops, to stem the flow of people fleeing into neighboring countries. And WFP is able to deliver urgently needed food assistance. And for this to be prevented, there needs to be an immediate ceasefire to prevent a complete collapse of the country and further regional destabilization. What we're looking at right now in Sudan alone is 18 million people who are in acute hunger. That's 37% of the population. But to explain, that is now currently in the middle of the harvest season, which is typically the most food secure time of the year. In the coming months, we expect to see a rise actually in the levels of hunger and a worsening of the situation, because the lean season is coming, and that means that food stocks are going to run out. And we're already looking at a below average harvest year agricultural production this year, also because of the impacts of the conflict. So we anticipate that these needs will just skyrocket, and we could be looking at a looming hunger catastrophe that is unprecedented. And especially if the fighting doesn't stop, this will just continue to spiral into higher levels of hunger and deeper levels of hunger.
And beside the fighting itself that is ongoing and devastating, access seems to be a major issue here. You mentioned, WFP mentions that 90% of people facing hunger in Sudan are in inaccessible areas. Tell me a little bit about that. And we know that aid has been prevented from entering Sudan, although we seem to be seeing good news that the government in Port Sudan, the army, is willing to allow aid to flow in from Chad and South Sudan. Can you tell me a little bit about these developments?
So at the moment, the people who are in the highest level of hunger, which at the moment in Sudan is emergency levels, that is the second worst category before catastrophic. Of those, we are only able to reach and access 1 in 10 people. So exactly 90% of the people who are currently in the highest levels of hunger in Sudan, we are not able to reach. This is mostly areas where conflict is ongoing, like Khartoum, the Kordofan region in South Central Sudan, as well as in the Darfur, where it's been extremely challenging to access. So we welcome the announcement from the authorities that they will allow cross-border operations, cross-border aid deliveries from Chad into Western Sudan to resume, as well as the cross-border operations from South Sudan into Sudan. This is a welcome step that needs to be put into action immediately as we start to move the trucks and move food. We would hope that we see those words put into action and those guarantees fulfilled.
Speaking of South Sudan and Chad, South Sudan, for example, you estimate, and other UN organizations estimate that 600,000 Sudanese have fled Sudan, and they're now in South Sudan, and they're also facing severe hunger. Chad also has been taking hundreds of thousands of refugees from Darfur. And it's really at this point a regional hunger and displacement crisis. Can you say a few words about that?
Yeah, so we have seen now nearly 2 million people who have fled from Sudan into neighboring countries, mostly Chad and South Sudan, where resources are already very scarce, where there are already high levels of food insecurity and instability. And so people who are fleeing the violence in Sudan arrive at the border and are met with more hunger and continue to struggle how to survive. And in these areas, WFP urgently requires additional funding to be able to scale up its support to the refugees and in some cases returnees who are crossing borders.